As we've been learning, Perek B'me'isham, which discusses what may or may not be worn on Shabbos, what is in the category of something that is mutter on Shabbos versus what is in the category of something that's usher to be worn in Shabbos, and what is an issa d'raisa and what is an issa d'rabbanan, we need, and actually we follow the great Chafetz Chaim in what we're doing, to establish the basic rules which are mentioned, the Bi'ah Halacha in Simen, Arachayim Simen Shin Aleph, the Bi'ah Halacha on Sif Zayin, Divrei Hamaskel Kol HaYotzei, gives us the basic principles, which we will, Be'ezer Hashem, now discuss. And after we establish the basic principles, perhaps we can discuss various applications of these principles. The first halacha is something which is a malbush, something which is clothing, may be worn on Shabbos, midaraisa and midarabbanan. A tachshit, as we will learn, may be worn midaraisa. Midaraisa, the din of a tachshit, has the same din as a malbush. And it's important to explain why indeed may a malbush and a tachshit be worn on Shabbos. Rashi on Daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph says a tachshit and a malbush are not considered a masui. And the Chaya Odom in Klal Nun Vav Sif Aleph explains that the malbush or the tachshit that a person wears becomes secondary to the person himself. So if the person is, obviously there's no issur for a person to walk out, he's not carrying anything, so too the malbush that one wears becomes batel to the person himself. Rav Moshe in the Dibris Moshe takes this a step further, that since what I wear is always considered connected to me, so even if I walk from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or Dalet Amis Rishus HaRabim, it's not considered as if I actually carried anything. I am myself. The clothing I wear are also not having been considered that it changed Rishuyas, and since the clothing that I wear are not considered that I changed Rishuyas, the halacha is that there is no Isser, because the Isser Haitzah, as we know, is either carrying something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, or carrying that item, Dal Amos Rishus HaRabim. Certainly, we must establish that even if something is in the category of a malbush or a tachshit, the halacha is that that is only mutter to wear them if I'm actually wearing them. But if one is carrying something that's in the category of a malbush, or somebody's carrying in his hand something which is in the category of a tachshit, the halacha is that certainly it's also, because that's called carrying, that's not called wearing, and therefore it's asur. Furthermore, as we learn in our perek, when it comes to tachshitim, there are a number of reasons why, even though the item under discussion is indeed a tachshit, the halacha is one may not wear them on Shabbos. And there are a number of categories. The first category discussed in our perek is the category of something that one needs to take off when they go to the mikvah. And the Gemara says we're concerned, Dilma Misramile Tfila Shel Mitzvah. Perhaps the person will have to go to the mikvah, the woman will have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and she'll take this item off before she goes into the mikvah. And then she'll carry it home instead of wearing it home. Other Rishonim say that since the person knows that they have to go to the mikvah, so instead of putting this tachshit on tightly, they're going to be careful to put it on loosely so that they should be able to remove it. They should be able to go to the mikvah wearing that tachshit without it being a chatzitza. And since it was put on the person in such a weak fashion, there's a real concern that it'll fall off, and instead of putting it back on, they'll carry. Another halacha is, which is probably the most common scenario discussed in our parak, and that is Dilma Shalfa Umachva, that perhaps the woman will take off the tachshit to show it to her friend, and because she'll take off the tachshit to show it to her friend, instead of putting it back on, she'll carry it Dalar Amis, she'll carry it from Shosayach to Shosarabim, will carry it Dalar Amis in the Shosarabim. So that's why Chazal disallow the wearing of Tachshitim. Another scenario that comes up is what happens if something is in the category of a Tachshit, but it's something that's usher to be removed. Do we need to be concerned? Do we say, since this may not be taken off on Shabbos, we need not be concerned that she's going to take it off? Or do we say that since there's always a possibility of coming up with a way to take it off through a goy or other ways, therefore, even if it involves possibly an isser of removing the item, it still falls into the category of a tachshit that Chazal said may not be worn on Shabbos. Another important halacha is that there are certain items that may not be worn on Shabbos because of Maris Ayin, discussed much later in the Perek. And then there are different concepts of what is considered a tachshit and what is not considered a tachshit or a malbush. Because there's a very important rule that we must establish. And that is that only something that falls into the category of either a tachshit or a malbush may be worn on Shabbos. If it doesn't fall into that either of those two categories, it automatically falls into being considered a masui. And obviously, a masui may not be taken on Shabbos. However, even though the halacha is that a masui may not be carried on Shabbos, the halacha is that it's only if that masui is being carried in the normal fashion that it's carried. But what will be the halacha if we have an item that is indeed considered a masui? It's in the category of a masui, but I didn't carry it or wear it in the normal fashion. So even though it's a masui, but the haitzah wasn't done in the normal fashion of carrying, and therefore that would be considered haitzah kalach yad, that the halacha is haitzah kalach yad is only osim midrabanon, not midraisa. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shun Aleph Sif Zayin says, Kol hayotze b'dover she'ein tachshit, anybody who wears on Shabbos an item which is not a tachshit, or ve'ein derech malbush, v'hoitzi k'derech sh'regilin l'hoitzi ois dover. So the Shulchan Aruch is clearly saying, if something is not a malbush or a tachshit, and you wore it in its normal fashion, chayiv. Chayiv means that you mechal Shabbos mederaisa. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, the kol tachshit shu rofui she'ef shalai b'kal lipoil, that can easily fall off, otza lotzei spoy, one may not wear it on Shabbos, from yotza potter. Why? Because, as we just explained, Chazal disallowed the wearing of tachshitim on Shabbos. V'yishalai teitzei b'tachshitim, a woman may not wear any tachshit, she'dar kol la'shofam, which she may remove, as the Ramah immediately says, Pirish la sirma la la raisam, anything that she may take off to show off. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'ayin l'kamon simen shin gimel sif yutches, emas afil b'chatzar o b'bayis. Where does this halacha apply? So since the Ramah tells us to look at simen shin gimel sif katan yutches, sif yutches, we'll do what the Ramah tells us to do. And let's read Simen Shin Gimel Sif Yudches. a very important halacha. Says the Ramah, because Osru Chachamim Watzitz B'Shus Rabim, any item the Chazal said you may not wear in Shus Rabim, Osru Watzitz B'Lachotzitz Sheinimu Revis, you may not wear to a chotzah that doesn't have an Erev, Chutz Mikavel Upei Nechris, except for the Kavel which was mentioned in the first Mishnah of our Perek, and Upei Nechris, Dani Kliya Sar Shekol B'Tav Sara, hair that she braids into her hair, V'yesh Oim the Kosh Osru Watzitz L'Afil Eskashba B'Bayis Osru, the kosh game both lots of chutz merevis chutz mikavul pei nochris. So he says that if Chazal said something may not be worn, it may not only be worn. Says this opinion in the Rosh Hashanah or in a chutzer that doesn't have an eriv only, and even in your house, all these items are osur. The yesharim, the third opinion is shakob mutal lots of bechutz afilu men erevis, even any chatzah you could wear it, even if it doesn't have an erev. The only place that it's asr is Rosh Hashanah. So we have here in the Shulchan Aruch three opinions where tachshitim may not be worn. One opinion is that tachshitim may not be worn in only in the Rosh Hashanah. One opinion is that it may not be worn in Rosh Hashanah or in a chatzah that doesn't have an erev. And one opinion is that it can't be worn, certainly not in a shusrabim, not in a chotzer that doesn't have an erev, and even in a chotzer that has an erev, or a chotzer that, or a house, they may not be worn. Says the Shulchan Aruch already, after having learned our entire perek, says the Shulchan Aruch, ve'idni noshi didon, our women, nogu lotzes b'kol tachshitim, though they do wear on Shabbos all tachshitim. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah give us three reasons why after learning this very serious perek, that it's quite clear all these items may not be worn on Shabbos, the halacha is that you may, that women do wear it. One reason he says, the Yesh Ayim, the Medina Suris, Medina, as we just learned, you're not allowed to wear the tachshitim. Ella shekivin shla yishmu mutar sheyshagin vayim yizitim. Chazal decided that not listening, and we have the concept mutar sheyshagin vayim yizitim. V'yeh shalom d'leim z'chus loymer shehein nahagis ken api svara achroinu shiksafti. The other reason that perhaps they're lenient is that we just mentioned the third opinion. Shlo yosu lotzis b'tachshita l'chotzi shen merevis, that the only place that you may now wear tachshitim as a Rosh Hashanah. The hash to the less one Rosh Hashanah gomer. Nowadays that we have no Rosh Hashanah, have like called Rosh Hashanah she'ein shlonu kamlis v'dinu kachayin shachatz merevus mata. So since we have no Rosh Hashanah, we only have a kamlis, and the gezer of Chazal on tachshitim was only said by a Rosh Hashanah. Hago, and then he mentions another reason. V'yeshar oy tam lahata. The achshav shchitim shchiti tachshitim. Nowadays, women commonly wear tachshitim. V'yoytzin bar apachol. It's not a big deal that a woman should wear a tachshit, and therefore, v'lekel meichesh dilma shafa umachir. We need not be concerned that she may take it off. K'moy b'yameim shloy hayrigilim lotzis ben rak b'shabbos olav shchichi. So, the Ramah gives a third reason, that since women don't commonly wear jewelry, and just because a woman wears jewelry, it's not, they're not going to show it off, and therefore we don't, the entire concern of Dilma Shafa Machia doesn't exist. So to review, between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, we have three reasons why women don't do wear jewelry tachshitim on Shabbos, even though, as we're learning, it's asur. One reason is because it's only asur to wear tachshit in Rosh Hashanah, and we nowadays don't have a real Rosh Hashanah. Another reason is because mutav sheyishagi v'ayim zibim, they're not going to pay attention to us. And the third reason is that the reason of dilma shafi or machia doesn't apply bezman hazeh. But as we learn these three reasons,
that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, every one of these reasons comes with a built-in difficulty. What the difficulty, of course, on the first reason that is given is because Mutu Sheshayi Yevayhei Mezidin is very difficult, of course. Because we, of course, know that women, certainly Bizman Azeh, will do what Chazal require of them. And if Chazal say you may not wear jewelry in Shabbos, they certainly won't wear jewelry in Shabbos. So just to say a blanket that it's mutter is difficult. And in fact, the Mishnah Berurah and other Paiskim say that according to this, a woman who wants to do what's right shouldn't wear jewelry. The other reason that the Shulchan Aruch says is that we don't have a Rishus Rabbim Bizman Azeh. Why does the Shulchan Aruch hold that way? Because the Shulchan Aruch is obviously following the opinion that an area is only considered Rishus Rabbim if 600,000 people pass that area every day. That too is very difficult to understand for a number of reasons. First of all, we do know that there are places in the metropolitan cities that we live in that do have 600,000 people walking by every day. Secondly, as we will still in Mitzvah discuss, certainly in Masechta Erevin, this condition that in order that an area should be considered a Shus Rabbim, you need to have 600,000 people walking by every day, is a very big Machlokes Rishonim. And not everybody requires that condition for an area to be considered a Shus Rabbim. The third issue is the question that the Bi'ur Halacha poses. If indeed we're saying that we don't have a Rosh Hashanah Bizman Hazeh, ask the Bi'ur Halacha on Rosh Hashanah, that is on Shabbos, we don't blow the shofar. On Sukkot, that's on Shabbos, we don't take the Dalamina. Why? Because we're concerned that you may come to carry the shofar, the Dalaminim, Dalat Amos Rosh Hashanah. But ask the Bi'ur Halacha, if there is no Rosh Hashanah, if there is no Rosh Hashanah, so how could we, why would we not blow shofar? And why would we not take Dalaminim if we can't come to an Issa Deraisa Bizman Hazeh anyway? And the other reason that the Ramah gives that women don't show off their jewelry. So if we look in the Shilti Gebairim, which is the source for this Ramah, he says the reason is because in those times they only wore jewelry on Shabbos. And in fact, there's an interesting Meshech Chachma, that the Meshech Chachma says that that's part of the Gzeiros of our Perek. Now, why did Chazal not want women to wear jewelry on Shabbos? Because Shabbos was the only day they wore jewelry, and it was the day that they typically socialized the most. And Chazal were concerned that if women are going to be too attractive, who knows what could happen. But nowadays, women wear jewelry all week long. Is that indeed true? A woman who has expensive jewelry doesn't go to work and doesn't go shopping wearing those jewelry. So how do we understand this entire halacha that women nowadays wear jewelry? Perhaps it's all really based on a Ramban. A very fundamental Ramban in the understanding of all of the halachas of our perek. If we discuss one of the tachshitim, which is discussed extensively in our perek, is a tabas. And the Mishnah and the Gemara differentiate between a tabas sheyesh alachosim versus a tabas she'ein alachosim. If it has a signet on it or doesn't, if it has an emblem, it's a tachshit for a man. If it has no emblem, it's a tachshit for a woman, but not vice versa. Says the Ramban that was only in the time when men only wore a tabash yesh lechosim, and women only wore as a tachshit a tabash she'en lechosim. But bizman hazeh, says the Ramban, where men wear both type of rings, and he says, and we're going to avoid discussing the issue if a man may wear a ring. That's not the issue. We're talking Hilchos Shabbos. We're not speaking about the Yisurim of La Yilbash Geves Simlas Isha. So it doesn't make a difference. Both types of rings are considered a tachshit by a man. And according to the Rishonim that hold that this entire din of Dilma Shafel Machia doesn't apply by men and only applies by women, a man can wear any type of ring on Shabbos. So the Ramban himself makes the point. But if we have Mishnayos that clearly teach us that that din of by man is only by a tabash yesh lachaisim may be worn on Shabbos, not by tabash en lachaisim. So this is a Mishnah. And we know that the halacha throughout Shas is that you're not allowed to, the halacha throughout Shas is that ein bezen acha yochel hater, a later bezen cannot permit something that an earlier bezen said is also. So how can we, says the Ramban, allow a man to wear any type of ring when our Mishnah on Daf Samach Beis teaches us that a man can only wear a tabash, yesh lachaisim? Answers the Ramban. Because what is considered a tashit or what is considered a malbush is not determined by what the Mishnah says. The Mishnayos are only giving us the concepts. And we're supposed to apply those concepts to each and every generation. So if there was a concept of Dilv Mashalfa, if there was a concept that in the times of Chazal, a man only wore a tabash yesh lachaisim, then indeed, a tabash en lachaisim is not a tachshit. But if men wear a tabash en lachaisim bizman hazeh, it certainly is a tachshit. And maybe that's the concept of Dil Mashalfa Machia. You know when Dil Mashalfa Machia is a consideration? Dil Mashalfa Machia is a consideration only in the time that Chazal said it's a consideration. But when it's not a consideration, so it never became usur. Because it's only usur when there's a consideration of Dilma Shalfa Machia. And the Ramah, the Shulchan Gebarim, say that concern lessened Bizman Hazeh. Interesting to note. But what about the other halacha? The halacha that's discussed in the first part of our perek. The halacha that one is not supposed to wear anything that a woman could take off when she goes to the mikveh. So how come that's not mentioned bizman hazeh? So the Rishonim, the Rinu Lunil, the Brikki Yosef quotes that Rinu Lunil, Darchus Chaim says this as well, that only, and it's all along the same lines of what we're discussing, only bizman chazal, when women, when they had to go to the mikveh, went to mikveh in the river. So it was sort of complicated to go to the mikveh outdoors. And a woman was exposed, sitting outdoors. So that's why immediately after she went to the mikveh, she wanted to get dressed and go. And in her rush, she might not put on her tachshitim, just carry them. But bizman hazeh, that mikvahs are indoors, and there's no pressure to get dressed and leave quickly. You're not in the cold outdoors. You're not in a public place. You could dress comfortably, carefully. So they paskin that all of these concerns aren't there. And the halacha would be that a woman may wear on Shabbos even an item that could represent something which we need to be concerned she'll remove before she goes to the mikveh. And again, furthermore, many times throughout Shas, we speak about the need of going to the mikveh, and we always explain, bizman chazal, women went to the mikveh much more often, because even if a woman wasn't a nida, but she went to the mikveh so she could be able to eat taharis. Nowadays, women only go to the mikveh when they're nidus. So the concern of going to the mikveh also diminished. And we're learning now a very important concept. The concept is that this was a gzeira, unlike other gzeiras of Chazal, that were established only under the circumstances. And if the circumstances change, the halacha will change as well in this case. But of course,
This is a tremendous chiddush. How can we say that the halacha changes given the circumstances? Isn't that contrary to everything we know about halacha? So actually, I think the Gemara itself addresses it. Because the Gemara, on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, says there's a difference in halacha between an isha chashuva and an isha that's not chashuva. The Gemara says, Man Daka Lamefik Beklila, who normally wore that jewelry called a klila, isha chashuva, only an isha chashuva, v'isha chashuva lo shalfa machya. You don't have to be worried that a woman like that is going to take something off. And Tosfos has a point. Tosfos says, you know where this kula applies? Says Tosfos, only on a piece of jewelry that is only worn by an isha chashuva. But a piece of jewelry that's worn by both women who are chashuvim and other women, we don't have this dispensation. And what is Tosfos saying? I think what Tosfos is saying is a very important point. What Tosfos is teaching us is that there's a difference, Tosfos is saying, between a tachshit that Chazal felt should be osur, and once Chazal say that something is in the category of a tachshit that's osur, it's osur for everyone. We don't start differentiating between women. On the other hand, something that's not in that category of tachshit, on such a tachshit, there was never a gzeiris chazal. And therefore, such a tachshit may be worn on Shabbos. But now, in determining what indeed is or isn't considered a tachshit, it's very interesting. The Gemara on Daf Samach Beis Amun Aleph discusses different items that may be considered a tachshit for a man and not a tachshit for a woman. And Reb Moshe, in the Divrei Moshe, has two ways of explaining why that is the case. One explanation Reb Moshe gives, something that's a malbush, something is only considered a malbush if it's something that's worn. If it's not normally worn, then it's not a malbush. However, if another person wears it, even though I don't wear it, it's enough to be considered a malbush. So what this pshat, says Reb Moshe, is that a malbush is identified not by the person who wears the malbush, it's identified by the thing itself. Is it a malbush or is it not a malbush? How do you know if it's a malbush? If there are people that wear it. And therefore, the Gemara says, example, if Royim wear a sack, if Royim wear sackcloth, even though we don't, most people don't, the fact that some people wear it is enough for it to be considered a malbush. That's one explanation, right? Gives. Another explanation is, so what is determining the malbush? The fact that you have people wearing it. The other explanation is that we don't look at people, because most people, as I just said, don't wear sack. So just because you find some royim that wear sack, that makes it into malbush. The explanation is, says Reb Moshe, we have to look at every piece of clothing. And every piece of clothing, is it a malbush or is it not a malbush? If it's a malbush, you're allowed to wear it on Shabbos. If it's not a malbush, not. And once something is in that category, it makes no difference if I normally wear it or not, or the majority of people do or don't wear it. It's a malbush, and a malbush may be worn on Shabbos. So in order to understand this a little better, let's discuss a very interesting shaila, which is discussed by many achroinim. The halacha is that a person is not allowed to wear shatnas. So what happens if you'll have a suit and the suit is shatnas? Is that suit? It's a regular suit. But is it considered a malbush or not? So most achroinim are of the opinion that that certainly is not considered a malbush. How could you call something a malbush if you're not allowed to wear it? Fine. Then there's another question, which is discussed by the Minchas Chinuch and other Achrayim. What would be the halacha if you want to wear, if you wear on Yom Kippur shoes? So besides the Isra, of course, to wear shoes on Yom Kippur, there's another Isra that if you're not supposed to wear it, why it shouldn't be considered like klein? Says the Minchas Chinuch, in mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, Sif Tes, Gvaldige Chiddush. He says, two chidushim. Number one, he says, that if somebody wears regular shoes on Yom Kippur, it's not a malbush. And you now, and if you wear it, besides for the isser of wearing shoes on Yom Kippur, you also over the isser of carrying. And Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry if you wear those shoes in Rosh Hashanah. On the other hand, says the Minchas Chinuch, what happens if you wear on Yom Kippur, you wear on Yom Kippur shoes that you normally wouldn't wear, only on Yom Kippur shoes, says the Minchas Chinuch, on a regular Shabbos, if you wore those shoes, it would be considered your Mechal Shabbos. And on Yom Kippur, he says, if you wear those shoes, it's perfectly fine. So the Minchas Chinuch is obviously looking at every Shabbos and looking at every Malbush very subjectively. The Chemdas Yisrael makes a very interesting point. He says, I of course agree with the din that was said regarding Shatnas. Shatnas is considered something that you're never allowed to wear ever. So since you're never allowed to wear it, wearing Shatnas is certainly not considered a Malbush. It's considered a masa. But, says the Chemdas Yisrael, a shoe is a shoe. Yes, of course, on Yom Kippur, we all know the one is not allowed to wear shoes. But because you did an Isra wearing a shoe, on Yom Kippur, a leather shoe, doesn't make it not a shoe. And if it's a shoe, like we said a moment ago, everything has a place. And if the place of this is a malbush, and a malbush is us, and a malbush is mutter to be worn, the fact that there's a separate iser is immaterial. The Minchas Chinuch says another chiddush. He says the halacha is that a woman who just gave childbirth is allowed to wear shoes on Yom Kippur. Says the Minchas Chinuch, perhaps if such a woman will wear the Yom Kippur shoes, she'll be over. Because if the Minchas Chinuch says that such shoes are normally considered a masa, only on Yom Kippur is it considered a malbush. It's only a malbush for the person who's obligated to wear it. This woman is not obligated to wear it, so for her, it remains a masa. The Steichemed in Mareches Yom Kippurim, Simen Gimel, Sif Tezvov, disagrees with this point in the Minchas Chinuch, because he says that how can you say that? He says that a woman that's just had a baby is indeed allowed to wear regular shoes in Yom Kippur. But let's say she can wear Yom Kippur shoes, especially nowadays where we have very geschmacka Yom Kippur shoes. Such a woman is allowed to wear, doesn't have to wear leather shoes. So you can't say that for her, Yom Kippur shoes would be a masa. Because a masa is, because again, it seems that the machloikas of the Steichem and the Minchas Chinuch is how to look at a malbush. Do we look at a malbush extremely subjectively at the person and at the Shabbos or Yom Kippur in question? Do we look at the item under consideration? And if the item under consideration is considered a malbush, it remains a malbush under all circumstances.